Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. And amen. Hallelujah. Yahweh is good. It's a wonderful day. There's just a beautiful spirit in the house. It's Father's Day. As I said earlier, what better day? What better place can we be in but in the Father's house? And that's where we are this morning. If you will turn to Yohanan, and as I have you turn there, I just want to welcome everyone here in the sanctuary and also those tuning in on iChurch, brought to you by Truthcasting. It is a blessing to be sharing with you both in English and in Spanish this morning. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, please contact us. There's information there. You can contact us at ccla@ccla.org. And you can also get in touch with us on social media. That information is also on the website. We call ourselves Christians Community Center, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. We seek the truth here. And if you are also a truth seeker and want to get to know the Savior at a deeper level, you can first start by getting to know him by his true Hebrew name, which is
Yeshua.
Hallelujah. All right. So on a day like this, when we talk about our Heavenly Father and we talk about the God that we serve, I'm so glad that we are living and worshiping in a truth-seeking ministry. Because we can keep on saying God, God, God all day, but it's not going to reveal to you all of the aspects and all of the things that he is. Amen. He's manifold. He has so many attributes. And if we just call him God, we're limiting him. But if we really study to show ourselves approved workmen that need not ashamed, being rightly dividing the word of truth, and we delve into this and we study this, we come to find out that he's more than just God. That's a generic term that is used throughout. But when we study the Hebrew, we find that the God that we serve, Yod Heh Vav Heh, his name is Yahweh, means that I will be what I will be. I will be where I will be. I will be when I will be. I will be whatever I will. And when you hear that title, you know that you serve a God that can do anything, everything. There is nothing that he cannot do. Nothing. That's the God that we serve. Another name for him is El Shaddai. It means he's our all-sufficient one. Everything that we need, we find in him. He is El Shaddai. El Elyon, the Most High God. And when you hear that, that's more than just God. That tells you what he can do way up there. And the way he operates up there, he can manifest it right down here. I'm not going to stop there. As I begin to study, I found out there's another name for him. Yahweh Makadesh. And Yahweh Makadesh means that he is God, my sanctifier. He makes me holy. He cleanses. So the God that I serve can cleanse me. He can sanctify me. Yahweh Makadesh. Yahva Shema means that I serve the God that who was always there. I don't have to worry about him not being with me. He's the God that is always with me. Who needs the God that is always there? I need the God that is always there. When I look at Yahweh Rapha, God, my healer, the God that heals thee. Anybody need healing? Anybody need healing? Yahweh Rapha. Yahweh Tiskanu. God, our righteousness. Oh, everybody needs Yahweh Yara, the God who provides. Hallelujah. Yahweh Nisi. It's our battle fighting God. Who needs a battle fought? Who needs, you got the victory because of Yahweh Nisi. Yahweh Shalom. When I need some peace of mind, y'all, when I need some quiet, I go to Yahweh Shalom, and he is the God of peace. Found out that he's also Yahweh Emunah. He is the faithful God. Does anybody need a God that who is faithful? Now, I ain't talking about a bunch of different gods. I'm talking about one God who can supply all of those needs. Can we give praise to the one God that is everything? He's everything. Hallelujah. He's everything. Hallelujah. Everything we need, we find in him. So I can no longer just call him God, because that limits. I want everybody to know the stuff that my God can do, the things that he, how mighty and powerful and awesome he is. So that's why we study. That's why we want to know as much as we can know about the God that we serve. There ain't no sense in serving him if you don't want to know him. And the more you know him, the more you want to serve him. Hallelujah. The more you know him, the more you want to serve him. So, out of all those names that exude such power and authority and all the things that he can do, there is a name that he is known of that is one of the most important names that you can ever, ever know about him. Let's go to Yohanan, John. We like to hit the Hebrew names as well. Yohanan is the Hebrew name for John. You'll hear us say Yeshua, which is the true Hebrew name of the Savior that died on the cross for our sins. Many of you have known him as Jesus. But when we study the Hebrew, there is no J in the Hebrew language. So that we have to go to exactly what the Hebrew word or name was. And we find out that that name was Yeshua. And that name meant and still means today that he will save. He will deliver. And so I choose to call him that name because that's the name that Yahweh gave him to display what he can do, his attributes. Anybody who was ever in need of saving and delivering, were you in need of that? Amen. So we use that so that we can honor that. So that's what happens when you study to show yourself approved. As a truth seeker, you want to know everything there is to know about who you're serving. So when we go to John, the first chapter, and we go to the 14th verse, this talks about how he relates to each and every one of us in a personal way. we talked about all those powerful things, Yahweh Nissi and Yahweh Shalom and Yahweh Tiskanu, all those things that he can do, right? Well, when we read the 14th verse, say it, read it with me. First chapter, 14th verse. For
and the word became flesh.
And what?
And dwelt among us.
Hallelujah. And so, let's go here. Maybe I should be in First Yohanan. Because that's true too. Hey. Because who was the word that dwelt among us?
Yeshua.
Amen. He sent his only. Hey, come on now. And so when we look at this, I'm excited about who he is in my life. Okay. So we're going to go here. What do you got there? Okay, so we're going to go here. See, I got all excited and lost my place. Okay. So yeah, he is. So, okay, I know how to get it. I know how to get back to it. There we are. All right. So let's go to Romans 8. That's where I want to be. You got it? So let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. All right. And we're going to go to the 14th verse. All right. So if you got it, say, I got it. So Romans 8, 14 says what? For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh. Somebody say daughters. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or Abi, Father, my Father. Well, in all of those powerful attributes, Abba or Abi, Father, translated all the way down to what it really, really means is Daddy. Abi, Father, means my daddy. My daddy or my papa are terms used by children to show the affection that they have for daddy. And it's also a term that Yahweh allows to let you know that not only is he your battle-fighting God, not only is he the one that can give you power and authority and work on your behalf, but he's also the nurturer. He's also the loving one. He's also the merciful one. He's also Daddy. And because when we received him, he gave us the spirit of adoption. He adopted us as his children. And therefore, now we have the right to call the Most High God our daddy. I don't know about you, but that means a whole lot to me. Because not only is he powerful and has so much authority, but he's also so loving. And like we were singing in the song earlier in praise, wrap me in your arms. Why? Because we are his children. So we have the ability to go to him as our daddy. So when you call on him and you need something for yourself, you need something, you're crying out. You don't have to just say, Yahweh. You can say, Daddy, I need you. Who needs him like that? Come on. You need to be thankful for a God that says you can come to me like that. And it says,
amen.
Abba, Father, the Spirit itself or himself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children. Tell your neighbor, we are his children. We are his children, right? That we are the children of Yahweh. And if we're his children, that means that we're heirs. Then the heirs of Yahweh, and it says joint heirs with Mashiach or Yeshua. We're what? Tell your neighbor, we all have the same inheritance. We're joint heirs. We're brothers and sisters together. And not only that, we can call him the same thing. We can all call him Daddy. Call him. Go on, call him. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. Daddy. Daddy. We are your children. And we thank you that you are our daddy. Hallelujah. Our daddy. And so, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. And this talks about his relationship with us. He wants a personal, meaningful, loving relationship with each and every one of us. Maybe in your natural life, maybe you didn't have a father. Maybe you did not have or know your daddy. Maybe you did know your daddy, but maybe he just didn't show all the attributes of a daddy. So this message right here is for some of you who maybe didn't have a daddy. He says, if you just receive me, I'll be your daddy. I'll take care of you. And if you never know what a real father was, just come unto me. And I'll let you know what a daddy does. Maybe you are a father, but you don't know what you are supposed to be doing. Well, he's saying all you got to do is look to me, and I'm telling you all the attributes which I possess, which you need to demonstrate to your children. You know, as a father, we're being given power and we're being given authority. But we're also supposed to not only just be fathers with the power and authority, but he's called us to be daddies. A daddy is loving. A daddy is caring. A daddy is nurturing. A daddy shows mercy and love and kindness. Today, I got to let you know that not only do you serve a God that is powerful, but he just wants to love you. He just wants to nurture you. He just wants to wrap his arms around you and take care of you. And this is found, if you will turn to me, to Mark 14th chapter. Mark the 14th chapter. And Yeshua, the son of Yahweh. We can learn a lot from him because he's the son and he was our example, and we're joint heirs with Yahweh through Yeshua. And it says this, the 14th chapter of Mark, the 35th verse. And it says, if you got it, say I got it. Mark 14, 35. And it says what? And he went forward a little and fell on the ground. Now you got to remember, Yeshua came with a job to do. His job was to get us to a point where we could get back to Yahweh. So he had to become the sacrificial lamb, that through his blood, we would have an opportunity to get our relationship back with Daddy. And so when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and things was getting a little heavy, he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, that the hour might pass from him. The hour that he was supposed to die on the cross. And the 36th verse says, and he said, Abba, Father. What did he say? He said, Daddy. All things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, but nevertheless, not I will, but thy will be done. You know, we always want to please Daddy. We want to do the things that Daddy wants us to do. But Yahweh said if we would just seek him first and his kingdom and his righteousness, everything else would be added unto us. A daddy wants to give you something. He wants to bestow something on you. He doesn't want you to be without. So Yeshua called him Daddy. And through Yeshua, we have the right to also call him Daddy. Tell your neighbor, you can call him Daddy too. That is the Father that we serve. So now let's go to Yohanan, the first chapter. And we're going to go to the 12th verse. Is that as but as many? We got that? But as many? Is that how it starts? So let's say that again. But as many as received him. Hold up. You got to receive him. See, everybody in this world, they're not children. They're creations, but they're not children. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a mere creation of God. I want to have such a personal relationship that he calls me his child. But for me to be called his child, I got to receive him. I got to say, I want you to be my daddy. He says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. And what does he say? I will give you rest. That's who I want in my life. So it says, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe on his name. Did you hear all the names that I told you that he was in the very beginning? He wants you to believe that he is all that and he can do all that. Do you believe that he is all that and he can do all that? So if you believe that, it says that which were born not of blood, because we've all had a natural birth, or the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh. And so he says, he claims who we are. He does not want to leave you fatherless. Many people, your father don't want to claim you. But Yahweh says, I'm claiming you. You are my child. And I'm not going to leave you fatherless. I am your father. I will supply all of your needs. I am omnipotent. I'm always there. But I'm not so powerful and so mighty that you can't call me daddy. I don't know about you, it just means the world to me. Because I can go to him like that. And if we go to Galatians, which is one of my favorites, I say this all the time. There's a lot of favorite scriptures, but this one right here speaks to his relationship with us. Galatians, the fourth chapter. And we're going to go to the third verse. Even so, we, you got that? When we were children. And this even speaks to us before we came to him. Before we came to the knowledge of Yeshua. And to the knowledge of this wonderful, awesome, amazing Father that now we have access to. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage unto the elements of the world. We had some of us had a rough life. If you had a rough life and he delivered you out of that rough life, why don't you praise him for a second? Rough. Rough. There was some stuff going on. There was stuff I didn't have. There was some stuff I was going through. I was mistreated. I was abused. I was talked about, turned about, messed up. Why? Because that's the way of the world. That's the way the world does you. That's the way the enemy does you. And when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. All the heartache, all the vices and all of the negativity, the things that go on in the world. All right. But when the fullness of time was come, Yahweh sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, and the reason for that was to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So the world chewed us up, spit us out. We was going through all kinds of stuff. But now he's saying that there's an opportunity for me to adopt you through my son Yeshua. And because you are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, amen, crying, daddy. Can we say that? Let's read that verse. Six verse together. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, daddy! Hallelujah! His spirit now in our hearts. Amen. We're connected, we're joint heirs. And now we can lift our hearts and our hands and we can cry, daddy. He's powerful, omnipotent, and a daddy. And so, 7 says, wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son and a daughter. And if a son or a daughter, then an heir of Yahweh through Messiah. What we're trying to get across to you today is that many times we lose the fact that he just wants a personal relationship with us. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to come to him. And if you got a good daddy, all you got to do is go to him and say, yo, pops, I need this. And what does a good daddy do? He'll give it to you. But don't get caught up in maybe if you didn't have a good daddy. He says, putting behind me the things that were behind me. And we're pressing towards the mark. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So if you didn't have a good daddy experience, today you're in the house of your daddy serving him. And he's taking care of you. And one more thing, Luke, go to Dr. Luke, 11th chapter. We're talking about his spirit dwelling within, all that power, but all that love wrapped up together. And Luke, the 11th chapter, the 11th verse says, and if you got it, say, I got it, Luke 11, 11. And this is talking about what a heavenly father will do, what a natural father will do. If a son shall ask bread, or a daughter shall ask bread, of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Ask your neighbor, would you give him a stone? What's that answer? I bet not hear no yeses in the house. Or if your child will ask an egg, would you give him a scorpion? So if you then being evil, because we're born in evilness, it's in our nature. Tell your neighbor, it's in your nature. That's why we got this redemption available to us, because the evilness is in our nature. But if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Or if I rewind it back, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly daddy give you the Holy Spirit and all of the attributes that come with that? If you just what? Ask him. So today you're serving a daddy who all you got to do is ask him. All you got to do is serve him, lift up your hands to him, glorify him, and thank him. And whatever it is that you need, all you got to do is ask him and then just thank him for it. So can we all thank Daddy this morning for everything that he has done for us, to us? Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Avi. My Father, we glorify you and we praise you. Father, Daddy, thank you. Oh, Father Yava, we come before you this morning just thanking you for who you are in our lives. We serve a mighty God. We serve a powerful God. A battle-fighting God. A God who is the God of hosts. The Most High God. We serve a God who is the God that heals us. Serve a God who is the faithful God, Yahweh Emunah. We serve a God that could do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or what we could ever think. But not only is he all those things, but he is our loving daddy. Our Abba Father, Abi Father, Avinu.